Part 4, The Desert Journey. Now it should have taken Moses and the Israelites a few weeks to go from Egypt to Canaan, but it ends up taking them 40 years. Wandering through the wilderness, Moses gives them more of God's laws. One of them was that instead of sacrificing the firstborn sons, like with other gods, the tribe of Moses' brother Aaron would be priests, who would sacrifice animals as a substitution. Some of the animals God tells them to burn are the same animals used in the worship of other gods. See the point God's making? Yeah. We're told, and the odor was pleasing to the Lord. It's like, oh. But there's about 600 laws in total, which is too many for anyone to keep realistically. So they're also instructed to take a goat and put the people's sins on its back and send the goat into the wilderness to take their sins away from them. This is where the word scapegoat comes from. Anyway, on their journey, they run into wild animals, diseases, hunger, the heat of the sun, and foreign enemies. And again, this goes on for 40 years until they finally reach the promised land. Moses dies before entering and appoints Joshua as his successor and leaves them two very strong warnings from God. First, the Canaanites living there are still sacrificing children, so when you take the land, take no prisoners and no loot. Kill them all. This was called the curse or ban of destruction. And second, whatever you do, don't marry the foreign women. Reason being, you get involved with the women, you start worshiping their gods. So after 40 years, the wandering tribes of Israelites finally get to the promised land. And it's about time.